Go back to that base a little bit.
That's a good.
All right. Continues the Gemara. Daf Ches Amid Aleph. We're focusing on a phrase in the Mishnah, and then from here we're going to discuss a whole inyan of Surya, more about Gvuli Haaretz, certain inyanim that are very shastic, but they find their way into the first Perek of Masechet Gittin. So, the Mishnah talks about the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, coined to where Rabbi Yehuda drew the boundaries, the Gavit Din of Befanai. So when he talks about the Tzafon, he says, the Akko Ketzafon, that means that Akko and north of it are considered to be Medina Sayyam, and you have to say Befanai. But Meiris Cholek, he says, Akko carried Yisrael with Gittin. So how does this come into our Gemara? Says the Gemara the following, Bo Minei Merav Chia Bar Abba. So the Shaila was asked of Chia Bar Abba the following question, Hamocher Avdo L'Surya Kimocher B'chutz L'Aretz Dami Olo. So now we're heading into a lot of different inyanim that are going to hit us. Obviously, we're going to focus today just on these few lines of Gemara, but a lot of the things that are being introduced are going to be coming up in the Hemshech HaGemara here and into Amud Beis. But the question was asked, a person has an Eved Kenani, and he sells the Eved to Surya. Now, Surya is an area that is has to do with Kibush of David HaMelech, and it's an area that we call it Aram Naharaim, Aram Tzova, like the part of the Golan as well as into Syria. That's more or less geographically where it is. And that is what we're going to refer to as Kibush Yachid, which we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shemot tomorrow. But there's a whole question in terms of the status of Syria, the Brisa that we're soon going to read in the Gemara as well. Syria has certain dinim like Eretz Yisrael, but some dinim like Chutz Laretz. And then there's a shaila specifically regarding a particular halacha that Rashi tells us is a Mishnah later on of a mocher avdo. Just to give you a little bit of background, just where you find it, you have to, in Tehillim already, there's some kapitach, I don't remember that anymore where they are, that Bad Soso is Aram Naram is Aram Sova, that David composes Mizmorim throughout his life. So it was at the time that he was conquering. I looked up a little bit in Shmuel Beis, we have a few prokim there that mention it. In Kapitel Ches, in Shmuel Beis, it talks about the Muhammad against Aram, and again in Kapitel Yud. You can look at the Psukim there, you see describing the war against Aram. This is Surya. The David HaMelech waits. Now, what exactly is the issue about whether Surya has the full status of Eretz Yisrael? That we have to figure out. Exactly, where does it fit within the scheme of Kibush, as we usually assume? Usually we talk about, there is the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, that are going back to Avraham Avinu, there's the Gvulim of Parshas Maaseh that the Torah describes, then there's a notion called Kibush, there's a Kibush of Olei Mitzrayim, the Kibush of Olei Bavel, and then we have this idea called Surya, and we call that Kibush Yachid, and the words themselves have to be explained and defined, the Sugya here, the Sugya later in Daf Mem Zayin, the Sugya in Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph. This inequal kibush yachid, if it's shmei kibush or not. David HaMelech was involved in the kibush of Surya, and for some reason, it's something which is debatable, controversial, whether it should in fact endow that land with the full extent of kedusha. That's why it's sort of like a twilight zone. There is a question, machokes tanoim in Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph, shmei kibush, lo shmei kibush. But without knowing much about all this, we have to try at least to read a few lines of our Gemara. So what exactly is the Shal of our Gemara, and how does it relate to our Mishnah in terms of reading Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? Obviously, some of the issues that we're going to have to discuss regarding Surya is the Din of Get, which does not seem to be entering directly in the question. What is he thinking about Get? We'll see in the Tosis. But what is the halacha of a maybe Get me Surya? Okay, so that's one issue. Another issue could, of course, be Trumas and Maestris, which is going to come up in the Braisa. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is another thing that we're going to see on Matzah Shemor and Amud Beis, and that could be relevant for this Shaila right here, because there is a Takana, a Drabanan, it's a Tumah Drabanan, Chazal were Metakein, a Tumah on Eretz Ha'amim. It has to do with the fact that most Rishonim explain that Gemara in Nazir discusses it, that the nations there, the people living there, did not always take good care to know where they're burying. they're dead, and it could be an issue of an Efrem Kisaora, you could come into contact, and they were very, and also Mesi Mabo is another possible reason. So therefore, there's a lot of possible Tumah of Tumas Mace, so it's connected to Tumas Mace, and there were different stages, as we'll see, in the development of the Tumas Eretz Ha'amis, more for Amid Beis. But there was a Takana of Eretz Ha'amis, and in that regard, we have to consider Surya as part of that or not. That's part of the question. Another issue is the Issa to go out from Eretz to Chutz Lars. We had that on Tosfos Daf Beis also, that technically it's brought in the Rambam as well, Hilchos Malachim, that you're not allowed to leave except for certain specific reasons, and then he expanded to any kind of Dvar Mitzvah, so we can at least find Heterim for ourselves, or those who leave Eretz Yisrael, whatever it might be. Technically, there's such a thing on the books. Asa Lafes Eretz Chutz Lars, except for certain reasons. So, another consideration. And now we have this halacha of an eved, mocher avdo. So Rashi tells us that there's a Mishnah later on that tells us the din of a mocher avdo chutz la'aretz yotze l'cheiros. So, what is the basis for that? Look at Rashi. Surya, first of all, we just said, Surya hi aram sova. The kavsha David, as we just described, v'hosifa l'aretz Yisrael. Now, interesting. Rashi, even when he's defining Surya from the very get-go in the Gemara, he's already using the Lashon that would suggest what side of the quest of the Kippur Shachid? Shmei Kippur, because otherwise, Hosif Eretz Yisrael, unless Rashi just means he attempted to be Mosif, he annexed it, but the halachic status of Rashi is still not telling us where we're holding on this. But L'maisa, we're going to see the Brice in a minute, that's going to assume on this issue, Shmei Kippur, that's why it's going to say that Yechiv Trumas Maisa is Midoraisa. If it's Losh Be'kiddush, the kibush, then it wouldn't count for whatever the reasons it's called kibush yachid and why it's not called a kibush. We see different halachim in that, but it would not be a din deraisa. Maybe drabbanan yes, but not midaraisa. Rashi's Losh no sifa al Eretz Yisrael sounds like there's already we're already leaning in the direction of Shmei Kibush, even within the Shaila, and this we'll see Tosfos in the base also assumes. So even within our Shaila, we already assume Shmei Kibush, but there's still a drawback. Okay, kemocher b'chutz la'aretz. So what's the issue here? What are we discussing? Mocher avdo, because we have the Mishnah later. Tanan kamban hamocher avdo chutz la'aretz yotze l'cheirus. Why? The kansinan l'lokeach, the purchaser loses out now, and the eved goes free. Mishum the eved shayach b'mitzvus. Eved we know is shayach b'mitzvus keisha, so he's only part of the circumcision's man grandma, but other than that, he's a chay b'mitzvus. But aser yotze is ne'eretz chutz la'aretz. Does Rashi mean one thing or two things? In other words, does Rashi mean that the Knas is specifically because of the Isser Latzeis? So he had the Eved violate the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael? Is it that? Is it also the fact that there's mitzvahs to his Baretz? And again, that would go back to the question of Surya. If in fact there are mitzvahs to his Baretz in terms of Tumas Maisus, then maybe there would be the Chi, but other things maybe not. Somehow, being out of Eretz Yisrael means he's being deprived some connection to mitzvahs. Maybe specific mitzvahs, maybe general mitzvahs. Maybe the whole Indian of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is more important, like the Rabban Chumash says. Eved shach b'mitzvahs, or else Rashi means one idea. The idea is that because Eved shach b'mitzvahs, therefore there is an Isser on the books of you're not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that Isser applies to anyone who is chai b'mitzvahs. So that's another way to read Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean anything but that nekuda. In other words, the fact that he is leaving is an Isser, and you've caused that Isser to be violated without his choice, this Eved. If you look at that Mishnah itself, on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Amocha Abdo, Chutzlat Yatsa Ben Chorin, the Tosis read over there, I think he talks about mitzvahs in general. His lashon is as follows: either when you sell him the kananim, the kiyum and the mitzvahs, inami kishemachruhu lechutz laaretz, says the Tosfos Rid, hifkiyo mi mitzvahs hanagos be'eretz Yisrael, lefikach konsim osociates lecheres. So the Tosfos Rid takes the knas as the fact that you are mafkir him from mitzvahs hanoah goes to Yisrael. Which mitzvahs? So again, you would assume it's to his baretz. Again, but Ashari is by Surya. If Surya, if we're assuming that Shnei Kibush, which is the Lashon Hosifa, as Rashi has it, and that's already part of our Shaila, that we're already assuming Shnei Kibush, and we're still thinking maybe Yatzel Lecherus. But if Shnei Kibush, there is Mitzvah to his Baretz, then you can't tell me what's the other side. If the only issue is the fact that he's not going to have Mitzvah to his Baretz. So there must be something either to assume that maybe it's not Shnei Kibush, and yet maybe this is saving grace. I don't know. Or the issue is one issue, and that's what Rashi would be ending with. In other words, when the mitzvah is baritz, maybe you aren't mafkehim, but maybe the knas is based on the fact that asa ratzeh. So let's maybe go that way right now. The Tosfos Rit says mafkehim mitzvahs, you have to know. Surya Lechera doesn't have that issue. So stam chutz laretz, you could always bring that into the mix. Stam chutz laretz, there's no mitzvah is baritz. But Surya Lechera, there would be no issue if you assume Shmei Kibush. Okay. But if you read Rashi as one idea, Kansinolo Kemshim to Evshach Mitzvahs, and therefore there's a problem of Asalatzes. So that is the premise of what is a Knas. Surya Litzvonu Shalaret Yisrael, Lahala Me'akam. So if that's the case, the root of the Shaila then would be what? If we read the Rashi as one idea, leaving Tosfos Rit aside, so what is the Shaila by Surya? Do you have the knas? Do you have the knas? Is another way of saying, do we have an iser? Let's say, merit to sell a surya. Because that would be the root of the shayla. This is a chera how we could learn, right? So the way he asked the shayla was, so let's say, how would it be a nafkamina? Nafkamina could be itself, as a let's say, but another derivative of that is, would there be a knas to sell your evet to surya? But now we have to know that study a shayla. Why yes and why not? What is the assumption of this Shoel regarding Surya in other areas? What is his assumption about Shmei Kibush, for example? And is that a reason why there's no Issa Latzeis and therefore no Knas? But then what's the other side of the issue? Why would there be Knas if he holds Shmei Kibush? This is where Tosfos is going to give us a little more insight. Rashi doesn't tell us much at this point, but now let's see what we get from the Hemshech HaGemar. Because he's posted the Shaila. Now, what else should we wonder in the back of our minds? Okay, that's one issue to think about. Is there an Issa Latzeis, and would there be a Knas? We've been learning Git and Perek Rishon, right? So what is the assumption of the Maksha with regard to the Fana? If you maybe get me, sir. Okay, but that doesn't get stated in the Gemara. That's gonna, in the Braisa, there's a direct Yachsus to that also, as to this issue also. So we'll see the various things that are mentioned in the Braise. But meanwhile, the Gemara brings the answer given of Rav Chiya bar Abba. What did he say? Our Mishnah will shed light on this. Amalu t'nisua. I can learn it out from the Mishnah. We had Rav Meir in the Mishnah relating to Akko. Rav Meir omer Akko kertzo legitin. So he stresses legitin. Now, we're discussing legitin. So why does he have to add the word legitin? He is cholik on Rav Yehuda. And he says, from Akko, you don't have to say the Fanai because it's like Eretz Gittin. So he's Medai Gittin in Lavadim Lo. So Akko, even Rav Meir, would say that if you are going to sell your Evet to Akko, you have to suffer the penalty, or the Lekeach suffers the penalty that the Evet goes to Cheres. So now that I know that Akko, the din is that you make the Knas, if you sell the Evet to Akko, so he says, Koshken Sur Demrakatuba. Now the answer is Kavachomer to Surya, which is even further away than Akko. And Akko, there's a Knas, certainly Surya. Okay, what does this have to do with our Shaila? How is this a response to the question? Well, says Rashi, Legitin in. So Rashi pointed out, Surya is further than Akko. That's for the fact that it's going to say this in the answer, that Surya is Merachka Tuba, it's further north. So legitin in, why legitin yes? Mishum de bekiyin lishma or shchichil kaim. Rashi accommodates both shitas. So why legitin? Don't you say the fare from Akko fira meir? Because it's shchichi ugemiri. La'avadim lo, why? De'lav me'eret Yisrael hi. It is out of Eretz Yisrael. So from Rashi it's clear that Akko that Rameir was speaking about is Akko of Chutz La'aretz. Now we have this Yerushalmi that Tosfos mentioned about half of Akko being in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutz La'aretz. Whether Rashi subscribes to that Yerushalmi, I don't know. But one thing is clear: even if it's true that there's half of Akko and Eretz Yisrael v'chutz la'aretz, what Akko is being discussed in the Mishnah from Rashi's Mevor, it's the Akko of chutz la'aretz, and it's from there that we make a kavachom. This is what we see in Rashi. So, what is the kavachom there? That Akko is far, but less far than Surya, and that would have the din of Mocher Avdo Yotzei L'Chairus because Avadim Lo Koshkin Surya. This is Rashi. But we have to know, L'chaira, if we're going to go back to the question of Kibush Shachet Shmei Kibush, and assume, as we thought the Lashon of Rashi is indicating, but Sifal Eretz Yisrael, that Shmei Kibush, which is going to translate into what we'll see in the very next few lines of Gemara, that the reason why Chayevis B'Maiser Shviyas Midoraisa is because Shmei Kibush. So what kind of Kavachomer is this? To the contrary, we have Akko being worse, because Akko, you could say, is maybe Shchicha Gemiri, so forget it's good enough. But meanwhile, it's Lami Eretz Yisraeli, it's Akko of Chutz La'aretz, whether it's all of Akko, half of Akko, but the Akko that we're discussing. But Surya has the status of Shmei Kibush, so like, that's obviously Tosfos Kasha Dabei. So what's Mahal for Rashi? We have to figure out. This is a very major question on Rashi. Okay, so we haven't read on with the details of Shmei Kibush, but L'chaira, this is, and we don't know what it's all about, but we have to figure out a Mahalach for Rashi in terms of what exactly are the two sides of the Shaila. But one thing we have from Rashi, that the Akko that we're using as the basis for the Kavachomer is the Akko of Chutz La'aretz, and yet he made a Kavachomer to Surya. So this is obviously going to raise questions to understand what's L'chaira the Kavachomer. Okay, let's see Tosfos on Daf Beis. And see what Tosfos does to give us more insight into the study of Shaila, and then figure out why he was poshet when he brought the Mishnah of Akokher to Tzeli Gittin. We'll see if we can come back in the Mahalach for Rashi, but this is, meanwhile, we have to try to figure out what Tosfos said in learning the Gemara. So how does the sugya emerge in Tosfos that base? Tosfos is discussing the various cities in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says are considered Medina Sayan. So he's Ashkelon, Rechem, Akko. So he works out Ashkelon, he works out Rechem, he gets to Akko, and he shows you that Akko should have had a kibush of Oli Babel, Tosfos assumes. Okay. You have to know if everyone agrees to that. But Tosfos says, and then halfway through the Tosfos, it was Kifshu Oli Babel. Yes, the rise that he has. So now, he brings the Gemara that they were, the Chachamim took leave of each other in Akko because you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos assumes that's totally in the status of Kibush Oli Babel as well. So we know it was Kibshu Oli Babel. So what's going on with the Mishnah? So that's what Tosfos brings in, the Yerushalmi. Benotam says half of Akko was Eretz Yisrael. That's where they took leave of each other. Half of Akko is Chutz La'aretz. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Akko that Rameir is discussing is the Akko of Chutz La'aretz. But the Ri has two kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. Because of this, he's going to have to assume differently, that the Akko of Rameir in the Mishnah is actually the half of Akko of Eretz Yisrael. So one kasha is the Gemara we had earlier in Davav and Mebeitz, with the story of the person who came to Rav, who was Rabbi Shmuel, I think, Rav Allah came, came and asked Rabbi Shmuel afterwards about the person, how come he passed, and he says, Bifanai, after all, Farsi Soi is where he came from, it's more Muvla and closer, more than Akko, to Tzipori, but Tractosis, what do you mean? But Akko has an advantage, it's Chetzi Eretz Yisrael, that's one kasha. The other kasha is Mar Gemar. Again, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? That the Mishnah is discussing the Akko of Chutz La'aretz, and that's what Rameir was discussing. The kasha is from this Gemara. Heichidai. Now, as Tosfos is bringing the Gemara, he's going to give us a little bit more understanding of what the tzaddim of the Shaila were. So this is what we need to pull out of the Tosfos. So pick up from over there. The old heichidai kaman. The mocher avdu l'surya yatzel l'cherus mitetnan akol kertisal l'gitin gitin l'avadim lo because he's concerned about the ketuva. How can the Rav Chibur Abba bring the answer? The raya from the Mishnah that it's a Kavachomer from Akko to Surya, that for sure there'll be a knas if you sell the Eved to Surya. To the contrary, Adarabba, Surya Adifa. Surya has an advantage that maybe that's why there won't be Yatzel Lecheres. Why? Keva de Masnis and Iri B'tzad Shel Chutzlaretz. Because the Mishnah, as we, according to what we just said until now, Rabbeinu Tam is explaining that the Akko of the Mishnah is the Akko of Chutzlaretz. The Kasava Kibushach, it's Shmei Kibush. And Surya, he's assuming, in when he's asking the question, he's already going with the assumption of the Shita of Shmei Kibush, Vahav Yi'at Merit Yisrael. And how do I know that that was part of what he was already thinking when he asked the Shaila, that he was thinking that it would be no Knas? Why was he thinking there should be no Knas? It had to be because he was already going with the Shita that the next Brisa is going to assume. And here Tosis lends us more insight into the study of Shaila. This is what he was asking. Do we say that there is no Knas? It's like Mocha Abdel Eret Yisrael. Because Shmei Kibush, or what's the other side? Odilma Kevan de Afra Tameh. This is the Tumas Eretz Amin that they did impose on Surya. That's one of the things that Surya was similar to Medina to Chutz Laretz, because they did impose the Xero Eretz. The details are all going to be forthcoming, but these are the moving parts. So therefore, that's the other side. Afra Tameh Chutz Laretz Dami. So therefore, there's certainly an advantage to Surya over Akko. Because if the Akko of the Mishnah of a mayor would have the Knas of Mocher Abdo on Akko of Chutz Laretz, that makes sense. But what's Koshke and Surya Demarach Ketuva? To the contrary, Surya is better because the tzad of the Gemara that you would not have the penalty is because Shmei Kibush. No, Shmei Kibush of Surya is certainly better than Akko of Chutz Laretz. So this is what the Ri is concerned with assuming that the Akko is the Medina Sayyam Chutz Laretz Akko. But meanwhile, the Ri laid out for us what would it study Ashayla? What would it study Ashayla? Why no Knas? Because Shmei Kibush, and that he's holding in Shmei Kibush. Chiv Trumas Maestris, yet? Yes. But why yes Knas? Because of Tumas Eretz Ha'am. Okay, so hold that thought. So now let's go back to what we said. So what is the root issue of Mocher Avdo? L'chera, the Rashi told us, are you able to leave, right? Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz? Did you cause the Eved to violate that Isser? So the Shaila really at its core would be, is there an Isser Latzis L'Surya? Why not? Because there's mitzvah to his Baris HaNoeg there. Kishmei Kibush. Why might there be an Isser Latzis L'Surya? Because Afra Tameh. If we're connecting the Shaila Mocher Avdo, the penalty to the Isser Latzis, as the Mashmolus of Rashi, maybe, so that would be the root of the question. And the Nafkamina of Isser Latzis is the Knas. So is there an Isser Latzis or not? Why yes, why not? Mitzad Echad, there shouldn't be an Isser Latzis because it's Kibishach and Shmei Kibush. So it has Kedusha Seret Yisrael, Chiv Maiser Shvius, Tuiz Ba'aretz. For example, the Tosus read later on that says that maybe the problem had to do with the fact that you mafkiyah mi mitzvahs to his ba'aretz. Presumably, no, you're not. There's a chiyah ma'is over there. But maybe there is an Isser Latzis, so maybe there'd be a knas. Why? Because there's Afra Tameh. So there's an Isser Latzis to the makom where Afra Tameh is. Tumas Eretz Ha'am. The Shaila, those are two sides of the Shaila as presented by the Ri. And based on that assumption of the study of Shaila, the Ri cannot tolerate the understanding that the Akko of the Mishnah is the Akko of Chutz Laretz, because then there'd be no Kavachomer to Surya. Clear? So now, let's see how it now is going to play out in the answer, how the Ri's pshat in reinterpreting the Akko is going to work out in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Says the Ri, Va'omer Ri, that when Rav Meir says Akko k'Eret Yisrael l'Gittin, and Rav Yehuda is Cholek, and says that you have to say Befanai, actually, we're not discussing the Akko Medina Sayyam. Va'omer Ri, the afilu b'tzad shel eretz Yisrael tzarachom v'nach v'nachta. No, shitas Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say b'fanai if you made the get from Akko of Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's Eretz Yisrael. Lefi shu b'sof ha'gvul v'rachok m'iku yishuv Eretz Yisrael mufak b'nani yishuv. Because ultimately, what we have to determine in terms of get is the considerations of Shchichi Gemiri. And in terms of that, the further you are away from the yeshiva, the established yeshiva, where the yeshivas are, where things are, the less knowledge, the less traffic, because what the Gemara says on Daf Dalet, what makes more traffic? The yeshivas are Batidinim, so it's less Shchichi and less Gemiri. And therefore, you could be in Eretz Yisrael proper, and you have to say Befana because it's Lo Shchichi, Lo Gemiri. And that's the Akko of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Meir says, no, the Gabi Gittin is good enough. What does that mean, I guess? Maybe it is good enough Shchichi, good enough Gemiri. And now it's going to mean, but Avadim Lo means that you sold the Eved to the Akko of... No, I mean, it's not right. I'm just, so let's see, he's going to get to this. Okay, so let's continue on. Okay, that's... This is the first Kashuk. That's first Kashuk. Back to our... Okay. But meanwhile, what is the answer to us? It's self-explanatory. What is the point of the Eved being Yotzil Cheres when you sell him to Akal Eretz Yisrael? Because you're taking him away from the Yishuv of where things are, and that's the basis for the Knas. The Knas would apply Lavadim Lo because you're taking the Eved away from the connection to Ruchnius. Technically, that would mean, that would be an Isser Latzeis, not just Meretz HaLuchus Laretz, right? It's in Eretz Yisrael where the yeshivas are, to a far-flung area in Eretz Yisrael, that's rachuk from everything. And that's why there'd be a knas. Again, if the knas is a function of the Yisrael, so the Yisrael would encompass all of that. But then Tosu says at the end, but there's going to be also another knas if you took him from the akko of Eretz Yisrael, rachuk min ha-yishuv, to the other akko of Chutz Laretz. So there's two levels. There's the level of being chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael, rachak b'nei yeshivas, and that would have a knas. And be also a level of knas if you take him from Eretz Yisrael proper also to chutz laretz. That's the akal le'akal. So now I want to think about the following question. We'll come back, Shlomo, just a few minutes. So chayr is something interesting. So how would you understand now the way that the answer of Chibar Abba responded to its study Hashayla? What was the root of the question? Do you have an Issur Latzeis in Eretz Yisrael with Surya, and therefore there'd be a Knas? Why would there not be a Issur and no Knas? Because Kibishachar Shvei Kibush. Why would you think that there should be a Knas, and because of there is no Issur Latzeis? Tosu said because of Tumas Eretz Ha'am. Those are the Shwe, that's the Shaila. Those are the. Kamsuch and Rabban says, but I'll tell you something. There is a Knas. You know why? Because Akko carried the soul of Gittin in Lavadim Lo. What's the vow? Why Lavadim Lo? Because even there at Yisrael, there's no too much there, so I'm there at Yisrael, mind you, right? But there's a Knas, except there's a Knas because of the fact that Yimachi came from the yeshivas and the ruchnias and spirituality, that's the knas. And therefore, kavachomer to suri the merachka, that there's, you're taking him even further away from the yeshiv. So it comes out that the reason why there's a knas is what we originally thought was the tzad that there should be a knas, or for some other reason. What was the reason in the mind of the questioner why there should be a knas? Because of Tumas Eretz Ha'am. According to Chibar Abba's answer, why is there a knas? Because of this new yisod that he's medayik from the Mishnah, the la'ako, le'gitnin, la'vadim lo, because being marchik min ha'yishav is enough to make a knas, and that's also usher to go, and that's also... That's the answer. L'chayra is something interesting, because seemingly, there's still a nafka mina. If you didn't answer the question on its own terms, then you really didn't fully answer the question. I'll tell you why. Because if it were to be based on Eretz on Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, that's not the same level as the Isser of Latzeis based on being Rachok Min HaYishuv. What would be the Nafka Mina? Is it the same Isser? What would be a Nafka Mina? Okay. Rabbanan kiafti miftari Rabbanan me'adadi. Where did they go when they separated? To Akko. Akko is Rachat ben Yishuv. And they went there because Asulat says Rezachus Gosh. They didn't go to the other part of Akko. Yeah, but they went to the part of Akko that's also Asulat says. What you gain? You went to Akko of Eretz Yisrael. But that's also from the. How could they do it? How could they go to the Akko of Eretz Yisrael? That's also Asulat says. You're telling me that there's a Knas, right? Who asked that Kasha? Masha. Oh, good. What did the Masha answer? Go back to the Masha and Dav Days. Did I give you the Masha too back then? I don't remember anymore. But the Masha and Dav Days asked that Kasha. And the Masha says, the last Masha on the Tosis. Lufi Shiv Sofak Vu. So here, he spells out what we just spoke at, that this is now the. How the Gemara is going to work out. The reader didn't spell out the Gemara that we just read with his pshat. He explains it. Says the Masha, Va'omari, Da'afil b'tzad shel Eretz Yisrael tzorech l'omar l'fi shub tzof ha'gvul. V'hashta. Everyone see the Masha? The last Masha on the Tosis. V'hashta. Hadi ka'amar la'avadim lo koshkein suri demirachka yisyashe b'pshitas. What's the kavo chomer from Akko to Surya? Da'avi Surya mikoshkein from the tzad of Eretz Yisrael. The Asa Limkar Lisham Me'eretz Yisrael. Okay? So there's an Isser Limkar Eved to the Akko of Eretz Yisrael. So Koshkein to be an Isser Limkar Eved to Surya, which is even further from the Yishuv. The Ein Lahakshos, Spectre Masha. The Imkain, the Chashiv Le Aftzad Shal Eretz Yisrael Kechutz Laretz, regarding making a Knas, regarding being Asa Lachse Yisrochor, that's what it says, that's connection. If that's true, Heichi Avi Miftir Rabban Me'adadi L'sham. So how did the Chacham take leave each other in Akko? The same way you tell me it's a Knas because Atzilat says, how can they go there? So the Masha makes the following distinction. What's his answer? There's a difference. The Atzilat says the Chutz Laretz is even for a temporary time, not to move to relocate, even to go visit. Again, unless you have whatever heter you have, but even Be'akroi. But this Isser of to go to a place in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's Rachel ben Ayish, is only if you're going, right? If you're going to settle, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Chutz Laretz, Mamish is even Be'akroi. But to go to Akko, Be'akroi is fine. That's what the Isser just said, to take leave. The Yeshulama, the Inyan Limkar Eved, what are you doing with selling an Eved? She'yeh darsha b'kvius. Havleh kemocher chutz laretz. Avalifter me'adadi lovu sham be'akroi b'derech levaya chashvei keret Yisrael. Important Masha. So Masha is pointing out that although we are comparing the Isser Latzeis and by extension the Knas of selling an Eved to chutz laretz or to a place in Eretz Yisrael, Rachot ben Ayishuv, and that's the basis for the Kal V'chomer, there is a Chora, a big Nafkamina. Because when you're talking about Chutz Laretz Mamish, Chutz Laretz Mamish is even Bakroi Aser. Whereas, to go Rachot ben Ayishuv is only Aser to go Bekvias, but not Bakroi. So what I think is an interesting Ha'ara comes out. Because the way Tosis and the Ri learned this Gemara, that something is not quite got here, because in the initial question, the study HaSafik was, do I have an Isselat says based on the Tumas Eretz HaAmin? Or do we say, no, there's no Isselat says because Kibush Yachas Shmei Kibush. If that were the basis for Isselat says, then it will be even Isselat says, Ve'akroi. Tumas Eretz HaAmin gives it the Shem Chutz Laretz. Even though it's a chiyuv to Musamaisis. According to the way he's posted the Shaila, that there's another basis for the Knas. The basis for the Knas is that he's going far from the Yishuv. So therefore there's going to be no Knas. There's going to be a Knas as well, but there should still be an Afkamina in terms of the other question. Surya has Tumas Eretz HaAmim. Can you go back right? And if the root of the Shaila was, if there's Isserat says, then you didn't fully answer all the details of that Shaila. The Knas issue is a derivative of a larger issue. Is there an Isserat says? But now that you've answered that there's a knas, but you haven't really fully answered the question in terms of tumas eretz ha'amim, if you assume that is still that the tumas eretz ha'amim gives it the shem chutz la'aretz, so Gabi Isalat says, then it even can't be back right. And if all you're telling me is that there'll be an iser, let's say, some kvius, something is not going to match up. And Tosis presented the shaila as the two studim being what they are, meaning to say, unless Tosis only said that when he asked at Rabbeinu Tam, but then later on, when Tosis zomshad, it's going to change. I don't know. That suddenly, that's not part of the shaila. Tosis presented that as a legitimate two studim. Is it because of the? Is it okay to go there because kibush yachid shmei kibush, or is it not okay to go there because of tumas eretz ha'amim? So if that remains part of the shaila, then that half of the shaila, that possibility of tumas eretz ha'amim precluding one to go, would remain as a real shaila afterwards in terms of akroi, because that you haven't forbidden based on your answer. Yeah, Shlomo.
I was just wondering what would be the din by Bavel.
So there's a Gemara in Ksuvos that talks about Kishem she'asa latzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'shaar ratzis, kach asa latzeis mi'bavel, because Bavel, the Gemara in Ksuvos says, because even a pasuk they quote Bavel yuvau, because it's America's Torah. So they talk about that issue that Bavel, maybe you can't leave Bavel either. There was a lot of Gemaras that talk about people who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Zera, and if you didn't want him to leave and he didn't want to say goodbye because he felt that he wouldn't let him go. There was a little bit of a rivalry between the Merkaz HaTorah Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, but Umayis, at least both had Merkaz HaTorah there. But to leave to Shara Ratzos, that's what the Gemara actually says is an Isser. Now, is it Mamish the same Isser? I don't know, but it's the spirit of that Isser you certainly have. Yeah.
It sounds like there's Tvei Dinim, though, leaving the Gula of Eretz Yisrael and there's leaving the Torah epicenter of the record.
Yeah, well, that's the Yerushalmi at the end of the Tosafot. That just as there's an Yisrael, just like there's a Mochar Abdo Knas to sell him to Akko of Eretz Yisrael, there'd be another Knas if you sell him from Akko to Akko. Because the first Akko had already a Shem Chutz La'aretz in one respect, but not in all respects. When you sell him to the other Akko, there's another aspect to the Knas also. You can have a Knas on that level too, Miyako Le'ako. Bavel? I don't know. They don't have a Knas by Mocher Avdo from Bavel. No. Okay, this is, I think, a Ha'ara to bear in mind. L'chara in Tosis. Coming back to Rashi, however, right? We still haven't figured out how Rashi learns to study Asha. We have a nice picture in the Sugya for Tosis. And again, as it appears to me, the Pshitas of the Shaila was not Mimin HaShaila. The shaila presented was, as Tosis says, mitzad echad kibush yachid shmei kibush, mitzad sheni tumas eretz ha'amim, is there a knas, is there a salat, says yes or no. Comes the answer, but look, just to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel ben Yishuv is going to have a knas associated with it. So Kosh came from Akko to Eretz Yisrael, Kosh came to Surya. I understand. But meanwhile, we have a nafkamina, if we would want to say that there's an issa based on Eretz ha'amim, it would make it more asr, even ba'akurai. And what you've shown me is only an issa to go Gabi Mocher Avdo, which is not that Akrai to relocate. But what about the personal shaila that's also at stake, which is, can I go back right? The Rabbanu went to Akko Eretz Yisrael back right, that was fine. But if you want to use the svar of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, then maybe be us even back right. So that remains unresolved. He didn't fully address the full impact of the shaila. He only spoke to the surface of the shaila. Mocher Avdo, he was able to paskin. But if the Mocher Avdo shaila was rooted in a larger issue of Asalatzeis has two levels to it. There's the Asalatzeis b'kviyus, Asalatzeis b'akrai. And Asalatzeis b'akrai you haven't fully addressed because it's possible, maybe yes, maybe not. That remains a question. Avi and Natan, yeah, go.
So, based on how we read the Vienna and Torsos,
based on
the day, is that
Kavachomer
assuming that we're dealing with the
Akko right. Okay. Yeah, that's the Mahalchit. Again, I want to figure out maybe Pshat and Rashi now, because we really got lost in Rashi. Rashi did not give us that much to work with. Rashi said, Hosif al Eretz Yisrael. Rashi talked about the Issa Latzeis, but what is study HaShaila? Tosus gave us a window into the study HaShaila and an answer of the Kav HaChomer. For Rashi, we don't know what the Kav HaChomer would be. Seemingly because Rashi is clearly discussing the Akko of Chutz La'aretz. So then they have the kasha of Tosfos. What's the kavah chomer if you don't keep yizrachus mekibus? And that we thought Rashi meant that because you're so sif al Eretz Yisrael. And then you have to have the other side of the shayla, but then what's the kavah chomer to Surya? So the kasha that Tosfos raises on Beis Amid Aleph, no chera, are going to be relevant for Rashi. Yeah, Natan.
Would Rebbe say that there is a das in terms of the din and then the ksubis about selling an eved out of Babel?
I don't offhand remember it being discussed, but I don't even know. Can you have an eved kenani in Babel?
Meaning seemingly the same thing is happening here. Tosfos is answering the question by saying it just the din in the Ikarisha, which is it didn't vary the din in terms of Babel, because you're still not leaving Eretz Yisrael when you're selling it to Akko. So if that's an Isser in terms of Ikarisha, and it's very similar to
that. I don't know, although the Gemara talks about an Issa go to go out of Babel to Shai Rassus, I don't know how tightly it has to match the details and parameters of the Issa Gatzis Merzel Chutz Laretz. The Gemara makes the statement, Kishem Sha Asa Gatzis, Kach Asa Gatzis Mi Babel. I don't know how the details have to match up completely. It's worth thinking about. Like, right now, the issur discussing here is Gatzis and Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. And now we want to know what's called Chutz Laretz, with Gabi this halacha, where does Surya fall, and where does Akko fall. I hear the issur Gatzis Mi Babel has a little bit of that in it, but I'm not sure exactly how. I mean, the aspect of what Tosfos is telling us is obviously very much part of the issue of Babel, because you're in the center, you're with the Americas. But again, I'm not sure how close you draw the line.
Have just the aspect of
that one's leaving Eretz Yisrael. You see that too, because that's the end of the Tosfos. That's where you see that even after you have the Eved in Akko of Eretz Yisrael, you can have a kenas and you sell them to the other half of Akko. That means that there's still a lowering of something. You're being disconnected even more. To some extent, he's already disconnected because he's far from the Yishuv, but he's still within Eretz Yisrael Gvulei Haaretz. And now you took him even out of that. So you can see that within Eretz Yisrael, there can be a knas based on any type of being morid the Eved from a matzav of Kedusha. Whether it's the Kedusha of being shaykh to the Yishuv, and the Merkazim, and the learning, and the Torah, and so on. And even if it's just being a morid him from the technical place of being Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha Sa'aretz to a place where there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's what you see at the end of the Tosfos. Me'akol le'akol. Again, but this nekuda of the mashal, I think, is very interesting. That there could be a nafgamina between the iser latzeis to chutz la'aretz bikvius and going back right. That regarding this new idea that you're machik the eved from the yeshivas, so that's only when you're taking him to resettle. But for you to go there back right, that doesn't have an iser. And l'chore, if you're talking about going to chutz la'aretz proper, not just the Indian of going from the Shibas, then it seems to be an Isser even back right. That's why the Racham didn't want to go further. They had to stop at Akko and not go beyond. Even though it's only to be Malaveh. No, but even back right is an Isser. But the Isser, let's say, is because the Machik Menai Yeshivas is only Bekviz. Okay, so then it comes out that the Shaila, the answer was answer only on the surface, but not on the root of the Shaila. What do we do for Rashi? What could we say for Rashi? Yeah.
Is the dinner of Shlichim to Mary related to
Yeshivas
or no?
Yeah, that's the Gemara of Dalet. You remember that. The Gemara talks about why in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says today, but the Din and Kfi, Mishka Shlichi, Adav, Vav, Vavel, Nesifta. We saw many Gemara like that.
We also have a Gemara that spoke about where they were two
involved
in the
Yeshivas
or what
it's like. Yeah, okay, so good. But the Din and, yeah, but you see that clearly that impacted on Shlichi. Right? That was Rabbi Shmuel.
Because in Syria, you had people going back and there were sheirus, because you had people going back and forth
So maybe what you're doing is you're leading us to the Tosfos first, so we'll do that. Maybe we'll come back to Rashi if we could. In other words, where's Shechichi Gemir going to fit in this, Shaila? Let's do the Tosfos right together, because that's what you're leading me there, okay? I never know, beginning of Shia, where it's going to go first. Okay, we'll do the Tosfos first. Okay. So, where... What does the Shoel think about Get? Now, we're going to see a Braisa in tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, right? The Braisa is going to line up three things, the Surya to be Eretz Yisrael, three things, Chutz La'aretz. It's going to state in the Furish. It's going to talk about Mocher Abdul Asuri Kemocher B'chutz Laretz, right, which is what Rechi Bar Abba in fact responded correctly, consistent with the Braisa. What else does the Braisa say? Hamevi get Misuria, Kemevi B'chutz Laretz. So it so happens that the Braisa that we're going to quote right after this is going to put among the three things that Surya is like Chutz Laretz, it's going to put Mocher Avdo, Yatzel Lecheres, Surya is Chutz Laretz, and maybe get me Surya, Tzarech Lomar Befana. Okay, so there's a Braisa. Not everyone knew the Braisas, okay? But Chibar Abba was asked a question. The question specifically was directed to Mocher Avdo is Surya. And what Tosis wants to figure out is, and where does the Sho'el stand on the question of get? The Braisas, maybe they didn't know. But what does the Sho'el think? He didn't know the Braisa regarding Mocher Abdul Surya. That's in Furish. It says it's Chutz Laretz, like what Chibar answered. But what does the Sho'el think about get? And now we talk about get, we have to talk about what issues, what criteria, Shechichi Gemiri. When Rav Meir says, Akol Kertes HaLegitin, that's what Rashi commented, because it's Shechichi Gemiri. So Tosus discusses, this is Ein Loma. So what are our choices, really? What could we say? You could say that by get, he assumed already that's Chutz Laretz. You could say he assumed get would be Eretz Yisrael, but he thought maybe Mocher Abdo would be worse. And what else could you say? That's really both, but he just didn't spell out both, but he's specific about both. So what does Tosus say? Hamocher Abdul Asiri Mal Ein Lomar the beget pshita luhu davi kechutz laretz kidesanya besamuch ubeevid mebayelu. In other words, the Braisa actually says both things are chutz laretz, but in one way, one of them he got right on his own. Get he understood was chutz laretz. Why would that be? Because I guess shchichi gemiri it's not, I guess, right? So misurya you have to say the funai, but nevertheless he's still considering the possibility that there's no knas. Get, you have to say befana because it's lo shkichi, lo gemiri. But maybe what? Maybe it's kibush shachas mekibush, as we said. So maybe there's no knas. So the suffix was by Eved, but by get he knew it's kechutz laretz. So he says, no, that's not correct. Why? Dim kain, havi svarasam, the svara of the shoalim, the bo'uminei, mi'av chibar abba, would be ipcha mimad de pshita le'o chibar abba. That means bisfar safuchas. What does Tosfos mean? Rechi Bar Abba responded with Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, "Ako ke'eretz Yisrael legitin, legitin in avadim lo." So what does that mean? That what's more likely to be eretz Yisrael? Gabi what? Gabi get or gabi avadim? Gabi get. And what did the Shoalim think? That's more shaykh to be eretz Yisrael gabi avadim, and by getting new is chutz laretz. Doesn't like that. It means it comes out that there are mamish of different polar opposites. So therefore, Tosus dismisses the possibility that the Shoalim thought for sure that Gabi Get is Chutz Laretz, because that would make them the opposite extreme of Rav Chibar Abba, who thinks it's more likely to be Eretz Yisrael Legitin than Mavadin, and why would they think the other way around? Okay. So what therefore was his stance on Get? So how did you read the Tosus? Well, you only waited for the Maram to fill it in. How did you learn? Yeah. How did you learn? So what does he think about get? So how did you read the Tosfos? So he can't say by get pshitu davi kechutz laretz. So we really have two choices. Right? It represents two options. What are the two options? Either that just like the Chibar Abba saw get is more likely to be Eretz Yisrael, so he also saw, he in his mind, he was assuming that Surya is Eretz Yisrael legitin. It is Shechichi Gemiri. And nevertheless, maybe for Avadim it's going to be worse. Why would it be worse? Pugintosis, for example. Tosis said before, because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, whatever. But get he understood. Eretz why? Shechichi Gemiri. That could be, right? So that he knew, which means he got it totally wrong by get. Here he got half wrong, because the Bryce is going to tell us it's Kechutz Laretz for Avadim and for get. So Avadim, he wasn't sure. The Braisa says, like Chibar Abba answered. And Ged, he was sure it was Eretz Yisrael, and the Braisa is going to say opposite. That means he's inclined to seek more Eretz Yisrael gabi get, but it's a ma'aseh, it's against the Braisa. Okay, he didn't know the Braisa. That's one mahalach in the Maran. What's the other mahalach in the Maran? You got to the Maran today. Let's see, what does the Maran say? Let's take a look. The first mahalach is what we just said. Let's just read the whole thing inside. Din ken habi svarasam ipcha, Ratzaloma. Why would it be svarasam ipcha? Dilafi svarasa ibayin, havi le'in get, tfei chutz la'aretz, melin avadim. More likely, gabi get, tfei chutz la'aretz den avadim, fi svarasa taretz, and havi ipcha, da ashkechem ba'akal, da le'in get, and havi get Yisrael, le'in avadim, so le'in avi chutz la'aretz. So therefore, doesn't want to make it that it's svarasa fuchas. Ela vadai, Shigam Svarasa Iboyin, Haya Gamkin, the Linen Gitin, Havi Surya Pshita Eret Yisrael. Ukach lo boyla Linen Gitin, Kim Linen Avadim. So why didn't he ask about Get? Because he, in his mind, Get was Surya Keret Yisrael. Shagalos, what about Gabi Avadim? What about Gabi Asalat says, what about Gabi Avadim? That was a Shag. But Get is Keret Yisrael. Just like Chibur Abba said within Rav Meir. Second possibility, says the Maran Benuchel, Gamkin Lefaresh. The Kavana Satosis is like this. The Tarvayu Bayilei. The Lo Havi Pshita Lo Leyen Gitin Bloin Avon. He was totally in the dark. El the Chad Bayin Nakat. He just picked one, but he really would be wondering about both. What is the Halacha Suryo Gabi Avadin and Gabi Gad? He posed a question for Avadin, but he wouldn't know either. The Il Pashit Leyen Avadin Mia Havi Kechutz Gartz Mikavachom Edako. And the answer was Avadin. So there's a long piece in Tosfos HaRosh. Also, he's the follow-up on this same issue. He asks, Amai lo shal mi gitin ami. Why did he only ask a question from Avadim? Kim shalo yad the Braisa do kamon. In other words, he didn't know the Braisa. If he knew the Braisa, he'd know the answer that there's a knas for a Mocher Abdel Asuria. So he didn't know the Braisa. The Braisa says it's kechutz la'aretz l'gabe Avadim and Gabi Get. He didn't know the Braisa because he asked the Shaila by Avadim. So why is he only asking the Shaila by Avadim? Why not the Shaila by Get also? So ask the Tosfos HaRosh. So if you tell me, Vim Tomo Gitim Pshitre Davi Kechutz Laretz, in Ken Adif Fulei Gleyin Avadim, we didn't get it. It means that he sees it, Avadim, as more likely to be Eretz Yisrael than Gitin. That's Tosfos' point. Adif Akulin Get, Milin Avadim. The Im Tomar Pshita Le Dahavi Keret Yisrael, if you tell me this is now the first Pshat of the Maran, that he was sure that it's Eretz Yisrael Ligitin, Im Ken Maheshav Lo Ligitin Im Avadim Lo, by Yaakov, HaBesurya Yodeh HaYashi Keret Yisrael Ligitin, and nevertheless L'Avadim Mibayile. So Gab Akko Yochaliyos Mibayile Madin L'Avadim. If he had a suffix by Surya and Avadim, even though he knew Get, so how can you tell me Ligitin Avadim Lo? I don't hear the Kashi. Lamai said it's a diuk in the Mishnah. It's a diuk in the Mishnah. So diuk is what it is. It had kept you suffic. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's what he says Lamai said in the parish. The Yishlom, the Daik me toward the Masnisa. I don't know what he's thinking in the Kashi. I don't know. It's Pashi. The Mahot Zorach of Meir Lomo Gitna, Abi Gitna Irina, and El Meidach Mina Avadim Lo. That's what I always said anyway. Anyway, then he brings another Mahalach, and this is a little bit similar to the Maram, but he says it with a little more fancy way. He brings another answer to Ibai Mene Chadad Nifshin Eitarti. He asked the Shaila on one that he'd be able to glean the answer to two. He really had two stakos, but he poses a question on Avadim, and he wants to wait and hear what he's going to say. The Kabai Mene Avadim. Now he thinks as follows. Im Yomar de Avadim Keret Yisrael, if the answer will come that Avadim is Keret Yisrael, Nemela Shamina de Koshken Legitin, the Mistavet Feshe Keret Yisrael Legitin, Mil Avadim, as we see in Rav Meir. So if he says it's Keret Yisrael Avadim, then what we also know, Mimela, is Keret Yisrael Legitin. Why? Why is it Mistavet Fei to be like Keret Yisrael Legitin? Avi, your point, right? If it's Avadim, it's Keret Yisrael. Why? Because it's not far from the Yishuv. It's established. It's close enough. If it's close enough, there's going to be Gemir, it's going to be Shechichi. So it follows that Get will be the same thing. Gittin is more like Eretz. So that's if he would be poshed of Avadim, that it's like Eretz Yisrael, be a Kavachomer to Gittin. The Im Yomer Kechutz Lars Avadim. So now he's going to listen to the inflection in his voice. He's going to say Kechutz Lars Avadim, Im Yomer Ken Benichusa below Kas. If he says it, the Gemara is like this also. They can glean the way a person gives the answer, what he would think about the other thing. If he says it without getting too upset, Ika Lemishma Mina Delegitin Keretz Yisrael. If he says Avadim Kechutz Lars, without getting too riled up, then it means, oh, Gittin is Keretz Yisrael. The Afi Gittin Kechutz Laretz, the E Afi Gittin Kechutz Laretz, became Mizach Karasach. He would get upset with him. Hashta Gittin Kechutz Laretz. You should have known that from the Mishnah. Okay, so that's basically what he says. Then he goes at the end, Im Tom Lebay Mene Gittin Venisha Mene Tarti. Let's make a cheshbin the opposite direction. Let's see, ask Gittin, see his reaction on that, and you can make a similar type of a cheshbin that you can glean abundant from that by his reaction. This is basically Tarichas and Tos Lerash. But he plays with the possibility, at least of the Baram, without Ram just says Bekitzer, that he really had two shilas in his pocket, but he only posed one. The Baram doesn't make a whole big deal about it. He posed one. Tos Lerash wants to try to make a cheshbin that he was posing one and trying to figure out from the answer what will be the other one. So this is what Tosis wants to say in terms of what he thought about Avadim. But Nachzor Rashi, okay, what are the possibilities to leave us for Rashi in terms of reading Pasha Dis Gemara? So I'll tell you, if you would take the Rashi, Hosifa L'Eret Yisrael, Mamish Kipshuto, Hosifa meaning that Rashi is already buying into Shmei Kibush, Hosifa, which is what we're going to say in the Brice a minute later, and what Tosis assumes, then Pashat, I don't know good pshat. Because, like Tosis is asking, there's a big difference between Surya, why is it a Kavu Chomer from Akko? Akko is Chutz Laretz. But Surya has Kibush Achid going through it. So, if the Hosifa Laretz is of Rashi, means Kibush Achid may Kibush, Mamish Tosis Kasha, I don't have an answer for Rashi. But if we would not be medayik that so much, Hosifa just means that was his agenda. That's what he wanted to do. It doesn't mean halachically. Hosifa means he is annexing. He's making it extension, not the Hosifa of Kibush. So maybe we could start playing with the other possibility that Rashi, we have to work this out better. But maybe Rashi would be learning that the Shoalim were going lefi the shita of Kibush Yachid lo shvei Kibush. So from the perspective of Kibush Yachid, it's not Eretz Yisrael. It has no Chiv Trumas Maisus, which is why you would think that there should be a Knas, right? So what's the other side? Why would there not be a Knas? By Surya? Because Surya still has some aspects of Eretz Yisrael. But the thing is, the Braisa is Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush. But if it's Goshbe Kibush, this maybe something about Surya that still has a Shaykhist Eretz Yisrael, maybe that is enough to make it that there won't be a Knas. On that, the Kal V'chomer could flow. You have to work it out. But it could be if Rashi doesn't mean Hosifa Mitzad Shmei Kibush, but just Hosifa, that's just what he David did. L'mashal, I'll give you a possibility. Again, this is not like Tosus on Beis Medalef anyway. Tosis assumes that there was a kibush of Oli Bado by Yaakov. Tosis assumes that way, right? There's a, the Tosis read earlier, on the Sogi B'Tsua Nafka seems to say, just right before, Zayin Amin Beis, just before, Harbi Krachim Kibushim Oli Misayim, well, Kibushim Oli Bado, it sounds like he's saying that Akko did not have a kibush of Oli Bado, but it had a kibush of Oli Mitzrayim. Kibush of Olim Mitzrayim has some status to it, something to it. There was a Kibush Olim Mitzrayim. Kedusha Trumas HaMaisos doesn't apply. But there's some Indian, maybe the din of Smicha Eretz Yisrael is a function of that. We saw the Rambam, there might be the Gevul Mavoyim Yisrael Gavi Gittin. There could be Nafka Minas of Olim Mitzrayim. There's some Indian of Olim Mitzrayim also. So maybe he thought that notwithstanding the fact that there's no Chi of Trumas HaMaisos by Surya, but maybe there'd be no Knas either. There's Tumas Eretz HaAmim, yes. I'm just trying to play with the possibility for Rashi to try to work out. Again, the problem is clear. The Rashi is learning that we're talking about this Akko of Chutz Laretz. And you're still making a Kavachomer to Surya. So you have to try to find a way that it could be a Kavachomer it's the easiest way to start doing that is to eliminate the sheet of Kibush Achash Shmei Kibush and try to push Rashi in a direction that right now we're assuming Lo Shmei Kibush. Now we could talk about the Kal V'chomer because now we're talking about more of an even situation. But then you have to understand what the tzad of the shaila was. That would be no knas. Why would be not? Why wouldn't be a selat seisan? Could be because it was a kibush of a mitzvah maybe in Syria. But now I talked about Akko. I have to know about Syria. That's another issue. What was it by Syria in terms of a mitzvah? I talked about Akko. Okay. Arye, go. No, Avi.
If
Rashi was thinking that Kibush, that's not Kibush, so he's Lashon and that maybe get Mysterio.
Why does he say
Kimavi
but Chutz
Laaretz?
He should have just said maybe
but Chutz Laaretz.
The
Kaf
is like adding
like
it's like
Chutz Laaretz,
but it's not.
Really. Well, again, because the whole point of this Baisa is to talk about Drachim that are one leg like Chutz Laaretz, one hair to spell. So in this regard, it's analogous to Chutz Laaretz. It has a quasi status of Eretz Yisrael. It's going with the Mandam Shmei Kibush, for example. It's a Schayev B'Maaser Shvius, Eretz Yisrael. So yeah, you can't say in absolute terms. You can say L'gabe Get, it's Kimei B'Chutz Laaretz. Everything is a cuff here because it's sort of like half and half. It has dinim like one and dinim like the other. Okay, so the Iker Inyanim that we're going to go through, that's going to be next couple of days. We have to go through Sugya by Sugya, Kibush Yachid first, and then Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and then the Inyan of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the Chuli. But I think we're going Keseder in the page of the Gemara. But meanwhile, these couple lines of Gemara themselves have to be parsed and understood. What was this Kal V'Chomer? That's the Cheshbon that Tosas made for us. And Be'ikar, I wanted to show you that the way Tosas learned the Gemara, the Pshitas of Chibar Abba was not Mimin HaShaila completely. It was coming from a different direction, which could even be a nafgamina with the mashal that we mentioned. Yeah?